Thank you very much indeed, Justin Urquhart Stewart. Now, if you were handing over your hard-earned cash to someone to manage your money for you, you'd hope that they would treat it with as much care as their own wealth, wouldn't you? Well, this is what the think tank New City Initiative is arguing. They'd like to see an industry code of good practice for fund managers, seeing them investing in their own company and putting their own cash into the funds they manage. Magnus Spence is a board member at New City Initiative and the chief executive at Dalton Strategic Partnership. He joins us now. What prompted you to write this proposal?
Tania, we felt for some time that alignment was critical to our industry, asset management, but to the city generally. The importance of aligning people who work in fund management with their clients and with shareholders has been seen through many generations, and we felt that to some extent the importance of that had been lost, certainly since the financial crisis, and that it needed to be put back on the table as an important part of the reforms which were made in the city.
So precisely what are you suggesting here?
We're making really six recommendations. Firstly, that fund managers should invest in the funds that they manage for their clients. In other words, we would be seen to have skin in the game, and we would benefit or suffer from the performance that we deliver to
their own private money.
Their own private money, their own wealth, as well as a proportion of the income which they generated from managing those funds.
Would they be asked to reveal how much they were investing?
Yes, they would, although that's sensitive, and you can understand for personal reasons that individuals may not want to disclose that entirely. So we need to work more on exactly how that would be disclosed. But certainly the intention is that fund managers would be encouraged and required to invest in line with their clients.
I see conflict of interest here.
In what sense?
In the sense that if you are invested in something, do you invest first? Does the client invest first? It's slightly mixing your interests, is it not? Could you not, for example, get your client to buy something because you'd bought it and push up the price? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that is certainly not what we're encouraging. But for those managers who manage a mutual fund, say a UK equity fund, to be seen to invest alongside their clients in the same unit trust, in the same investment vehicle, would seem to have a lot of sense. Okay. There are difficulties and there are complexities, but that's really what this code is all about. It's trying to come up with practical solutions for this alignment.
Magnus, in recent years, the major problem as regards fund managers is the one you described, but also simply they pay themselves too much money for achieving very little.
There is certainly evidence to show that very few fund managers outperform their indices over the very long term. However, there's also evidence to show that some do, and those investors should be rewarded for that. Mm. One of our recommendations is that income earned by fund managers in respect of their